Welcome to the Three Count Podcast. Now, I know I usually start with a bit of a catchphrase, and just a caveat, I have used this one before, but it feels like the right time to
Oh, now we
snap into
know.
a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. Because it's time for the Three Count Podcast SummerSlam review show. I'm Dylan Chambers, alongside the name everybody's been saying, B.A. Hobden. Yeah.
Yeah.
Benny, welcome to the show.
How are you, brother? What's going on?
I'm going very well. I managed to enjoy SummerSlam from the beautiful islands of Fiji
yes.
on my phone late at night.
We've seen
with a
that, yes.
With a baby at sleep, asleep, so trying to be quiet, trying not to pop for Omos showing up. But yeah, I've been good. There's been a bit of wrestling in between now. We're finally getting around to talk about SummerSlam, but looking forward to it.
Yeah, mate. As you did posted online at the Three Count Podcast Instagrams and socials, we all seen you having a great time over there in Fiji and watching SummerSlam. So it's good to see you back and ready to talk.
That's right, ready to go through it. Time to wrap up the biggest party of the summer. We'll take you through all the SummerSlam matches, give you our thoughts. And for this week's draft, surprise, surprise, SummerSlam base, we're going to draft the best ever SummerSlams. What's your shirt say there, Benny?
SummerSlam 92, baby. Brett versus Bulldog.
Yeah.
The greatest.
Classic. Classic.
I think we're going to have to talk about that a bit later.
We might. Now, follow us on the socials at Three Count Podcast on Instagram and TikTok, at Three Count Pod on Facebook, and hit that subscribe or follow button on wherever you're watching or listening to us. Let's get to some quick news, Benny. There's been some announced teams change.
Yeah. We've got Wade and Michael Cole over on Raw now. And then what have we got on SmackDown?
We've got Cole, Graves, Kevin Patrick.
Yeah, it's a weird combination, isn't it?
So Cole's doing job double duty, apparently, to kind of train up Kevin Patrick, who they want to be the voice of WWE for years to come.
Well,
he's okay.
Yes, Michael Cole started somewhere, didn't he?
Yeah, that's all right. But you think about it, like, for so many years, you wrote Michael Cole off. You just like,
oh yeah,
this
but
guy.
Look what he did. But that was the people like The Rock doing that back in the day and stuff, like just ripping you new shreds every week on Raw and that kind of stuff. So,
I don't know when it turned that. I don't know when it turned that he became just like this classic commentator. It was like he was kind of the sidekick, and then all of a sudden, yeah, it didn't feel right without Michael Cole.
Probably when he won the greatest WrestleMania match of all time against King. So, you know.
There you go. Kairi Sane expected to make her return to WWE by end of 2023. That's from PW Insider. Mm. Now, she hasn't confirmed it, but it seems like it's all but confirmed.
Yeah, well, it looks like there's going to be a bit of... Are they doing a tour to Japan soon? Because, you know, we've got Dakota Kai, you've got Asuka, we've got Kairi Sane, we've got Shinsuke now getting a big push. It just seems like, you know, you remember when they went to India...
Yep.
Like all that time ago, we got the push with, you know, the modern day Maharaja and stuff like that. So I don't know. Just maybe they're just trying to get into that Japanese market, trying to curb AEW and stuff like that, New Japan maybe.
Wouldn't Io Asuka as the main event of a Japanese, you know, PLE just blow the roof off the doors?
Massive.
Yeah. All right.
And then Kairi cashes in or something on the both of them. Triple threat even. You never
know. Bring it on. Reigns and Lesnar both reportedly injured in their matches at SummerSlam. You wouldn't really have noticed it, but apparently they came away with some injuries.
It was that, I think Reigns' one was the one on the barricade on the outside. If you watch it back, it does look like it hurts him, like his shoulder or back possibly. So, but I didn't actually hear about Lesnar's. What's Lesnar done?
Just a niggling injury. I mean, he'll be gone for a couple of months now anyway. So
he'll be back for Mania season.
Yeah, won't matter too much. Congratulations to our Aussies out there. Rhea Ripley and Buddy Matthews got engaged.
Yeah. Put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it. Dom might not be too happy with it, but...
Dom's a North American champion. Ray's the US champion. The Mysterios are running the North America. It's all good.
Apparently so. Now, this must be music to your ears. Bray Wyatt close to returning after a career and life-threatening illness.
Yeah, I actually had this one written down as well. I wasn't sure if you're going to mention it, but I love how they wrote career and life threatening. Could you not just say life threatening? Because if it's life threatening, of course it's career threatening. You know what I mean? But it will be good to see Bray come back if he comes back and what he comes back as. And yeah, there's so much to, I don't know. It's too hard to try and figure out with Bray. And if you do try and figure it out, you can't. So.
He's always got you guessing. As you mentioned, Rey Mysterio, new US champion. Did you see that one coming?
Oh my God. It was like as soon as he got injured backstage, it was like, oh well, Ray's gonna win the title now. Like that was the
Yeah,
most like I feel I sound like Vince Russo right now, just shit bagging, but I'm not. Like it's good for the product, but it was it was just so predictable.
need someone to lift that US title up. I don't know what they've been doing with it. No offense to Theory, but they've been taking it off all the PLEs and
I've got a thought. Survivor
what?
Series, Survivor Series, Mysterio versus Mysterio, title versus title. And
America versus North America.
Dom has both titles, and then he'll just relinquish North American because he'll have the US title.
Okay. I don't
I
mind
don't
it.
know, just throwing it out there.
I don't mind it. Now we have Sonya Deville. She tore her ACL.
Poor thing.
Geez, those tag titles are just
Women's
cursed,
tag
aren't
titles, you
they?
don't want them, eh? You don't want them.
And apparently Piper Niven is the new tag team champion
Just
alongside Chelsea
Chelsea
Green.
Green didn't have a choice, did she? She just told her, I'm going to be the champ with you. So,
She did send out on the socials that she was doing Chelsea's Got Talent to find the new
oh,
champion, and Matt Cardona did something. Quite a few people around the wrestling industry put their submissions forward. I think R-Truth put one forward, which was pretty funny.
that would have been funny.
So good stuff there. Edge is taking on Sheamus
Have you
in
heard?
SmackDown this week. Apparently, it will be his last match.
We've all read this. It's only come out in the last day or so. It's everywhere, like all the
Yeah.
dirt sheets, every single website. I read one article and I was like, no, that's got to be fake. And then next thing you know, it just popped up on my feed, popped up on my feed. So you feel like, you know, if they're saying it, you don't know.
There
Could probably
could be a lick of truth to it. Edge's
when.
trainer has come out and said that it'll be his last match. I don't know if you let something slip there. Obviously, there's a lot of history between the two. Edge did say he wanted to retire this summer in Toronto, so
Well, looks like it, but you know, things he can still go, man.
yeah. I mean, they all say they retire, and then there's this drug, the drug of adrenaline, as your music hits that they all want another hit of. So
Taker will still come back for one more as well.
we'll see what happens there. Jey Uso has quit WWE. Breaking news, not really breaking
Deuces.
news.
Out of the bloodline, out of SmackDown, out of WWE, deuces.
Sorry, Jey Uso has quit WWE.
That
He's been moved to the alumni page.
was good though. I like that.
Some good backstage stuff there. Gunther, he's almost at Honky Tonk. He's now past Pedro Morales into second spot. So I think 20 something days to go till he hits that Honky Tonk Man record.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for Chad Gable next week on Raw, does it?
No, it certainly does not. Moving on to AEW, just quickly, we've got Hikaru Shida is the new AEW Women's Champion. Beat Tony Storm for that. And we're building up to All In. The card is slowly starting to
Oh,
take shape, but
it's very slowly.
very slowly. I what I'm thinking, like, they've sold a lot of tickets already, and I think the plan was to announce the card earlier to sell the tickets. They already
Don't
sold
need
the
to.
tickets, so they're like, well, we might as well just hold off and make everyone wait for it. So we've got MJF, Adam Cole, FTR and the Bucks, four way for the women's title, Shida, Storm, Saraya, and what we assume will be Britt Baker. Allen and Sting against AR Fox and Swerve in a tag team coffin match. And then MJF and Cole will also take on Aussie Open for the Ring of Honor tag titles in the Zero Hour. So it's coming along. Apparently there'll be Joe and Punk as well. But I don't want to get into the weeds too much, but are they going to do something with the Elite and Punk?
Well, I don't know. Well, there seems to be like he's still running. Did you see this after collision footage of Punk just hammering
Just
Hangman?
hanging shit on Hangman
But
Page.
then, so then apparently there was this clause that said that he wasn't allowed to say anything about the Bucks, but Hangman wasn't written into that clause or something. So that's why he's just hanging shit on them and not him and not anybody else. And
It's
there
all
was
just
another thing.
pretty childish at this point, isn't it?
There was another thing I seen. Christopher Daniels is not allowed to be at the arenas if he's there or something because Punk doesn't want him there. And like he's really just starting to sound like a whinging old lady or something, isn't he? Or man, whatever.
I'm hoping this isn't true, but TK's gotta make a stand. Do you think any of this would fly with Vincent Kennedy
Oh,
McMahon in charge?
you're
It'd be
fired.
gone.
Yeah.
It'd be gone. So, I know Punk brings money in, but and this is an opportunity to make some real legacy defining stuff if they can do this right.
They obviously can't then if they like they must be that much hatred because if they can't do it, then I just think they can't put the jealousies, it's still not jealousies, but problems aside, you know.
Whatever it is, whatever it is. So,
Think about the
well,
money.
yeah, absolutely. You could have this big, long, elaborate bloodline year-long story with this whole thing too.
Easy, easy.
There's money to be made, but we'll see if they can, figure it out. I hope so.
Yeah,
In any case, let's get back to WWE and we'll start going through this SummerSlam card. We kick things off, are you?
just before the card. No, there was the other thing I read that now with this new Endeavor deal, Triple H is off the board. Did you see that one?
I did see that one. I did.
So
I mean, I kind of
interesting.
assumed it would happen, but
Yeah.
it's
He's sort of the big wig, though, isn't he?
Now he's just the face that runs the place without any
Yeah,
power.
I just thought I'd throw that in there. But yeah, let's get into the card.
Let's get into it. We kick things off with Logan Paul and Ricochet. Fun match, plenty of high spots for Ricochet, plenty of heel heat for Paul. Ended with Paul using some brass knucks to get the win. What did you think, Benny?
Mate, I actually really enjoyed it. Like, obviously, we said that it was going to be a high flying, you know, it's a bit of a spot fest, but they were sort of methodical in what they did with their spots this time, you know. A couple of Spanish fly attempts on the outside before they sort of both got hurt. I thought the moonsault into the Tornado DDT was pretty cool as well. The finish was a bit annoying, you know. I heard they wanted to get KSI in there to hand him the brass knucks. That fell through. But I thought it was funny afterwards when he was talking to Ricochet's fiance, saying, "Say it one more time. Come on, say it. I'm the champ. I'm the winner." But I gave it a two count, actually, mate. So I thought it was really good. Really fun to watch. Great way to start the show.
Yeah, I'm with you. The crowd were into it. I gave it a two count as well. Better than your average match. Paul always seems to impress in these kind of
Oh,
things. And
yeah.
look, even though he took the L, I know it was by brass knucks, I did think it elevated Ricochet. Yeah, in my eyes, a little as well.
Yeah, oh, that's a fair statement. Oh, yeah, it was fun.
Now, no sign of Paul on Raw. I think it might be a while before we see him again. But I'm all for running this one back if they want to do it again.
Yeah, why not? Well, I guess Paul, well, I know it's been a week. It was a week after, but Paul jumped straight on a flight and flew to Dallas, was it, or wherever he flew in to watch Jake Paul versus Nate Diaz. So that was interesting. But Ricochet, yeah, run it back. Where else does Logan go? You know, he comes out and just talks smack to somebody again, whoever he wants to talk smack to, really. And but he's gonna call somebody out that's the wrong person, like somebody like a if he goes for like a Gunther or something like that,
Well,
it's just gonna be
he's got
poor.
a boxing match coming up now too.
He does, yes. So
So I'm assuming we probably won't see him till after that one. We then got thrown right into Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar, second match on the card. Now, Brock dominated this one and he spent most of the match throwing Rhodes out of the ring and hoping for a count out. Rhodes kept beating the count. I know the crowd were into it. I thought they probably could have done it one or two times less than they did.
one or two.
Yeah.
My God. I actually think I got up, went to the fridge, got a beer, went to the bathroom, spoke to the missus for a little bit, come back, and he was still throwing him outside. I was like, come on, man, what's going on? But, you know, it is what it is.
We get it. Rhodes then used some steel stairs on Lesnar, which apparently you're allowed to do in just regular matches now.
What was that? That just blew my mind. Oh, I don't know.
Some reason he didn't get DQ'd. He then hit three crossroads for the win, and then Lesnar shook Cody's hand and gave him a hug before leaving. Despite all the funniness, I did give this one a two count. Like I said, could have done with a few less of the count out spots, but overall, a good match that told a good story.
It did. It did. And, you know, it was the combination and whatever else. I just love that the ref actually turned around and goes, "No, Cody." And then he hits him with the stairs and he goes, "Come on, what are you doing, Cody?" It was like, okay. But I gave it a one and a half count. just there was too many of those throwouts for me.
Yeah.
Just sort of ruined it a little bit. Apparently, the handshake and the raising of the arms afterwards was not scripted, Triple H said in the
Yeah.
post conference. So it was just Brock just being Brock and doing whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Sounds
he,
about right.
yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like a passing of the guard kind of thing. You know,
Yeah.
if Brock puts you over, it's pretty big. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things with Cody because of his story and coming back, and they have thrown him down our throats, really. But it's been fun and it's been good in the right way. So
Yeah.
for Brock to do that afterwards is kind of like solidifying it to the you know the all the naysayers, as we
Yeah.
you know.
I
So
did I did actually I watched the Cody documentary last night. It was very good. Obviously, they skip a huge chunk of while he's in AEW, but they do talk about, All In and, creating AEW, and then he just says basically, I left, and they skip everything that happened there. Makes sense. But yeah, it was really good and really interesting to see how much he struggled with Stardust, but how, everything they gave him, he really,
put
bit
his air.
into. And yeah, definitely worth a watch if you can find it illegally online somewhere. Looks like Cody now is going to have his hands full with the Judgment Day for the time being. No doubt we'll get a trilogy match out of that
Finn,
somewhere.
well, yeah,
Loves his
Finn.
trilogy matches, old Cody.
He does, yeah. And then Brock obviously out for a while.
Well, Lesnar's, done his face turn, and he'll go into hibernation. We then move on to the SummerSlam Battle Royal. Surprise, Omos is back. You must have popped super hard for that one, Benny.
Popped like through the roof. It was crazy.
He was the last entrant to be announced. He kind of dominated the Battle Royal until everyone teamed up to eliminate him. Then came down to Sheamus and LA Knight, two favorites, and Knight eliminated Sheamus to win it. I gave it a one and a half count. Look, it did the job. Knight went over. There were some fun spots, but by no means a classic.
I gave it a one count and then I gave it 1.5 just because of LA Knight and the pop and the craziness that the crowd was into it. So match wise, one, and then final product, 1.5 win for
Result
me.
wise. Fair enough. Looks like we're going to get Knight and Miz now. How are you feeling about that?
Look, it's one of those things that it needs to. Miz is sort of that thing that has to happen now if you want to elevate yourself to that next level. So
Yeah.
he's been in the game for so long that everybody has to go through Miz to get to that next level, I think. It should be fun. Their back and forth on Raw was pretty interesting. That was a good
Yeah.
little promo. I think we'll get a bit more of that going on, and it'll make for good TV.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Now, match of the night, just kidding, MMA rules match, Ronda
I'll be
Rousey
back. You can talk
and
about this by
Shayna Baszler.
yourself.
In a weird match, which supposed MMA rules. An absolute dead crowd, which ended with Baszler locking in the Karafuta clutch for the TKO win. Look, you might be surprised at this, Benny. I gave it a one count. You might think that's too much.
Can I tell you, okay, can I guess what you gave the one count for? The match actually finished? Come
That's it.
on.
Look, it wasn't great, but I think if they'd had a crowd who was at least half into it, it wouldn't have seemed as bad. I mean, it was weird and clunky, but because the crowd didn't care, it just seeped through the broadcast and I didn't
Ronda
care.
didn't care either. Like when the opponents don't care. I went back and watched the video package about it, and I was like, oh wow, this is actually a good video package, like you mentioned. I was like, well, this could be all right, and it was just terrible. If you're gonna do an MMA match, get rid of the ropes, make it like Underground, Raw Underground, or whatever they were doing. Just do something different. Don't just put them in a match and then say it's MMA rules, and then Ronda chases her and goes, oh, you can't have a doctor's stoppage in an MMA rules match if I haven't won. And mate, zero, fat zero for me. I almost gave it a negative. Hated
Wow.
it, hated everything about it. Get it off my screens. Done.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Okay. We've
rant.
spoken about it too much already. Rousey looks like she's done. Baszler's got her eye on Becky. I hope they give Baszler a bit of a decent run now, but she's earned it after that dumpster fire.
True.
The Intercontinental Championship match, Gunther and Drew McIntyre, just what you'd expect in this one. These two beat the bejesus out of each other. It was a slow start, but built up, and Gunther ended up kicking out of a claymore, which was pretty big. then hit some big moves and a powerbomb for a clean win.
Yeah, it was a clean win. I just felt the finish seemed really rushed. I don't know if they were short of time and they got the go home a little bit quicker or something, but you know, the commentators tried to cover it up a little bit, but it just seemed like, you know, he got him off that top rope and then landed the splash and then it was powerbomb over. It just didn't feel right at the end there. I thought there might have been an injury or something. I wasn't sure, but it was a great match, but it was a good match. It wasn't a great match for me. Yeah. So I gave it a 1.5 count.
I gave it a 2 count, above average, but certainly not up to Gunther's level and, you know, what we could have got from them. You know, maybe, and maybe that's the thing. You give it a bit more time and these two will have a, you know, an absolute epic. But, Gunther's now got Chad Gable, so obviously that seems like it's we'll get him through to Honky Tonk Record.
And then we've got the Glasbros.
The Glasbros?
Glasbros, you know, because he's from Glasgow and we've got Bro, Riddle. The Glasbros. Anyway. Hey, that wasn't me.
I know.
That's what they're calling him.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. which is fair enough. But I think we'll see McIntyre and Gunther go at it again. I think, you know, obviously McIntyre's been re-signed. Surely, you know, maybe an intercontinental run is written into that contract somewhere, into the creative somewhere, once Gunther has the record. So
I could see Drew beating Seth, to be honest.
Yeah.
I can see that. If they give him a little bit of a fun thing here and then all of a sudden Seth will jump in with a little bit of a weirdness and then, I don't think Shinsuke beats Seth, but
no.
I can see Drew possibly, you know, Survivor Series. Well, that's just after Survivor Series time before. Maybe even those two at Royal Rumble against each other.
Maybe even after Damian Priest has cashed in and he's the champion. Well, speaking of Seth, we'll move on to the World Heavyweight Championship match. Yeah, very story-driven, slow burn of a match, especially for two guys who are, you know, as fast-paced as Balor and Rollins. Mm. Back-and-forth encounter. Eventually, Priest showed up with his briefcase. Nailed Rollins. Balor hit the pedigree, but still couldn't get the 3 count. Dom and Rhea then made their way. They set Finn up to get the win using the briefcase. He didn't want to use it. Ended up getting a stomp, and then a stomp on the briefcase. Rollins gets the win. I actually gave this 2.5 count. Wow, I thought this was match of the night. Yeah, apart from a lot of shenanigans.
Yeah.
These two can go.
100%.
And I was sold at times on either of them winning, which is what gets me into a match.
That's what you want from a match. Exactly right. The whole story about the shoulder and the, you know, then of course he had to go for the buckle bomb on the outside and that kind of stuff. It was just that. Bringing everything back, you know what I mean? Like
Seth coming out with the vest he wore and
the same vest. Yeah. Mind game. Seth loves doing that. Remember when he versus Cody and comes out with the dusty polka dots.
Or he came out when he faced Reigns, came out back in the old Shield gear.
Shield thing, yeah, that's right. But it was a great match, As you said, the shenanigans. I thought it was weird. Finn was like, I don't want to use... He kept saying it was plan A.
Yeah.
And then he goes, all right, plan B. And then Damien was like, So he throws the case in and it was kind of like, it was just sloppy, if you know what I mean. So for me, I only gave it a 2 count just because of all of that sort of, it didn't seem like it went the way it was meant to for me.
Yeah.
Like obviously the stomp on the briefcase was the way it was meant to go, but it just felt weird. So
yeah. Looks like, are we headed for a Judgment Day breakup with this or are they swerving us?
I think the swerve, like on Raw today, you know, that they've added the JD McConnor in and it's sort of been weird. And then at the end of Raw, they're all standing, holding hands and all celebrating. So
I
think they're swerving us for now.
We see a breakup and JD and Balor join forces or McDonough ends up joining.
Well, unless if they just kick Priest out, JD comes in.
Oh, well, hey, they love kicking people out.
Yeah, exactly.
And replacing them. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
Rhea needs to do something just quickly as a little segue. What's with Rhea?
Yeah, I think they're waiting for Raquel to be healthy, right?
But just feed it. Yeah, feed Wolf to it. Feed it, like,
Surely there's other options there. She could beat Natalia for the 758th time.
Yeah.
Speaking of the women, they only had one match on the card, and it was for the WWE Women's Championship. Asuka, Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair. Classic three-way, someone kind of always being thrown out of the equation so two could go at it. Nobody really felt like they had the advantage at any point. Belair went into the ring steps, hurt her knee, which left Asuka and Charlotte to fight it out. But Belair limped her way back to break out a figure eight from Flair with a 450 splash with a bung knee. Wow.
What is in the water backstage? Come on.
What is in that the C4 energy drink that she had to drink during her intro?
Yeah.
That
was terrible, wasn't it?
That was terrible. Charlotte then put Belair into the figure eight. Asuka spits a mist into Charlotte's face to break it up. And Belair rolled up Asuka to get the win and win the title. But then, thank God for Io. Io's guy's music hit. She cashed in, hit the moonsault to become the new women's champion. What did you think, Benny?
Great. Well, good match back and forth, like you said. As soon as Belair limped back in, you know who's winning the match. You know what I mean? Like, Belair was always going to win that. I honestly thought Asuka was going to be able to get away with it and steal it, but it didn't happen. Once Belair won, we all knew Ea was going to try and cash in, but I didn't think it might happen, it might not happen, whatever else. What I loved about the cash-in was Bayley coming out, using the briefcase to take out the other two so they couldn't help. That was, like, pretty interesting. But Belair, for as high as she was and pushed so strong, one simple moonsault and it's over. Like, at least put a couple of moves in. I hate these cash-ins where it's one move over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, anyway, I gave it a two-count overall for me, and then that's including the cash-in.
Yeah, that's exactly the same for me. Two-count. Not sure who someone has a messed up knee can hit a 450, but to each their own. It was a fun match, and yeah, capped off with the EO cash in, which somebody picked. I'm hoping we get an Asuka EO feud after this, but it looks like Charlotte's going to be around. No doubt Belair returns to the picture, so I think it's just going to be a jumble mismatch of these four, and maybe then an eventual, you know, EO Bailey, you know, turn by one of them, and because Bailey's been saying that we are the champions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She's doing the whole Christian Luchasaurus thing, you know. So,
yeah, yeah.
SmackDown's got so many good, you know, women over on that side. You know, Raw's kind of lagging a little bit. You know, you've got Becky to go up against Rhea, but you know, Liv, Raquel, and then obviously Shayna.
Yeah, they kind of need one more big name out of those.
Yeah, out of the five that are on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. All right, moving on. Undisputed WWE Universal Championship match, Tribal Combat. Reigns was dominant to start this one, though. Jay did come close to winning with a super kick and an Uso splash. He then littered the ring with chairs, got powerbomb for his trouble after that. Solo shows up, beats Jay down. Then it looks like Reigns is in control. So he has some sort of weird, tense moment with Solo that I didn't really understand.
Yeah, it was because of what happened on SmackDown the night before, I think, that sort of, you know, he had to fight his brother and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, you know, why am I doing this for you kind of thing. And it was weird.
It was odd. But anyway, it allowed Jay to spear Reigns through the barricade, then put Solo through the announce table, gets Reigns back in the ring. Uso splash. It's going to be a three count, but no. Jimmy shows up, pulls Jay off the tribal chief, hits him with a super kick, and threw him back into Reigns to spear him through the table for the win. Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy.
Yeah, look, in hindsight, we were pretty dumb not to pick that, weren't we? Like, it's such a WWE thing to do. It works every time for him. And, you know, the crowd were just stunned. And that's what you either want them to go out cheering or speechless.
Yeah.
So I think they got that. Even Roman looking out of the ring and seeing Jimmy do it, he was like, what? Like, kind of thing. So good match, though. Good match.
Yeah, good match. I mean, obviously it was a bit of a deflating ending, but I still gave it a 2.5 count. I think, like, there's so much story in these matches that, like, the slow parts don't feel as slow.
No, and I always harp back to Roman talking to the camera and that kind of stuff, like he, or talking to his opponent and the camera's right there, and he really gives it to them. I didn't give it as high as you. I gave it a two count. And you know what? I think what's happened since has sort of ruined that a little bit for me. Because I thought they were going to go with the jealousy angle, but they've gone for the I'm out of love angle.
Yeah.
Where he could have, you've stopped the man winning the title. And then because you don't want him to become him, but you're his twin brother who could have been his right-hand man and stopped him from doing that and becoming that human being. But now you've stopped him from doing it completely. I don't know.
Also, seems... just pull him off. You don't need to super kick him as well.
Well, hey, but then what, Jay's come back and super kicked him and deuces out.
Yeah. I did it for The Rock.
Well, hey, will Rikishi come out and be the ref between his two sons?
Well, he did accidentally promote that.
Yes.
But we'll see if that does happen. Jay's quiz, yeah. So apparently it looks like we won't see the Bloodline for a few weeks. They're not advertised for the next couple of SmackDowns. So maybe they're just, you know, maybe it's a good idea to give it a little bit of a break, a little bit of breathing room. And then come back and figure out what's going on with Jay. There you have it. SummerSlam 2023 in the books. What'd you think of the show as a whole, Benny?
Yeah, look, my ratings probably don't make it sound as good as what it was. Watching it, when I watched it, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I walked away going, I enjoyed that. I didn't give anything besides the zero. I didn't give anything under a 1.5, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it was all definitely average to above average.
Yeah.
Without smacking it out of the park, if that makes sense. So, yeah, it was a great, good show.
Absolutely. All right, Benny, time to get into it. Three count draft, best Summer Slams. We've got 36 to choose from. I draft first. I've got to take it. 1990. No, I'm just kidding. I feel like there is only one answer to this. There's a clear 101 for me.
100%.
And that's 2002.
Yeah, 100%, mate.
Rock v. Brock. HBK, Triple H,
yep.
Taker of Test, RVD, Benoit, Christian and Storm against Booker and Goldust, Edge and Eddie, Flair and Jericho, Angle and Mysterio. It goes on and on and on.
Sounds like he thinks he's got the win in the bag already, folks.
But look, you know, for me, obviously, that HBK, Triple H match where we never thought we'd see Shawn Michaels wrestle again.
Unsanctioned.
It was an absolute classic. Yeah, and 2002 for me.
Brock's first championship, became the youngest ever WWE champion. So
that did.
That was my number one as well. What am I going to go with? Well, I want to go with 92, but I'm not going to yet. So if you let me
Mate,
have it, I'll have
look,
it later.
Spoiler alert, you can take it with your fifth pick.
Yes, thank you, you beauty. All right, I'm going to go with 2001 then, the year before yours. We had Rock beating Booker, Kurt beating Austin. And you know what I think I've gone with this one? I literally watched this the other night, and it's fresh in my mind. It was, you know, the invasion angle and whatever else. And it's probably not one of the best, but it was because it's fresh in my mind because I literally watched it the other night. I'm going to stick with that. RVD and Jeff Hardy had a crazy hardcore match in that one as well. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Rock beating Booker, obviously, for the WCW title, and then Kurt beating Stone Cold as well. So I'm going to go with 2001.
And then you've got Brothers of Destruction taking on DDP and Canyon.
Yeah. Look,
who better than Canyon, Benny? Who better than Canyon? and underrated, I mean, probably not the match underrated, but yeah, Jericho against Rhino. Whenever you've got Stephanie McMahon
that was actually
across the ring from Jericho.
That was actually
fun.
A good one. Yeah.
And then the Canadians, Edge and Storm, Lance Storm. If I could be serious for a minute.
Oh, you beat me to it. It was coming out of my mouth as you said it.
All right. That leaves my second pick still there, ready to be claimed. 2000. Rock, Triple H, and Angle in that three-way match. Kane against The Undertaker. The TLC match. You had Benoit Jericho, 2 out of 3 falls. Eddie and China against Val Venus and Trish. X-Pac against Road Dogg. Blackman against Shane, and let's not forget the classic of the night, the Cat and Terry Stinkface match. But look, barring that, it was an amazing card of 2000. So, geez,
there you go.
What a run of 3 years that was, 2000, 2001, 2002.
Yeah, 100%. Just that image of Shane, getting hit with by Blackburn, just falling off like that off the top
Yeah.
of the Titantron. Crazy. Well, these are. Do you know what? I think you've got me here because I think your study might have been a bit better than mine on these.
Went through a lot of Wikipedia pages. So
And you know what? I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to go 4 years in a row. I'm going to go 2003.
2003. Okay.
Yeah. So we
I don't
had
even think I have that one on my list.
it was at Madison Square Garden, and we had Triple H. Oh no, wait, sorry, no, that's the wrong one. Oh shit, no, don't give it away. Triple H retained the elimination retains his title in the elimination chamber,
the
and
chamber.
yeah, Brock tapped out to Kurt in the ankle lock.
Yep.
Eddie Guerrero retained the US title in a fatal four-way match. It was interesting, fun. But Triple H looked terrible when he left that elimination chamber. It was not in a good way.
No. All right. 2003 for Benny. That leaves my third pick. I got one, two, and three. I'm very happy with that. 1998.
Damn. That was the one I
Taker
was
and
just.
Austin. Triple H v. The Rock. Triple
That was
H
the
comes
one I
out
was just
to.
talking about, the wrong one, when I said it was at Madison Square Garden and I was saying it. Far out.
Triple H comes out with the DX band. Yeah, the Outlaws against Mankind, Shamrock against Owen Hart in the Lion's Den, Edge and Sable teaming up, and yeah, kind of a bit of an underrated one. But the Oddities against Kyantai coming out with not so much the match, but Insane Clown Posse, you know, taking the Oddities
Yeah.
out to the ring. So that was definitely a memorable one for me.
Yeah, that was a great one. Damn, I should have took that one. All right. What have I got here? I think that one can wait. I think that one can wait. Oh, this one here for me, I'm just going to take it because it's one of my boys won a title and beat somebody I don't really like. So I'm going to go 2013. Randy cashed in after Daniel Bryan won his first ever title, and then Randy cashed in on the Money in the Bank straight away on him and won his title. We also had Brock and CM Punk. Wasn't a great match, but that was an interesting one. And your boy Christian versus Alberto Del Rio
That
for
was a
the
good match.
that was a good match, yeah.
Yeah. We also had Cody against Damian Sandow, who, you know, they were the tag
That was,
team
yeah, the tag too,
that
yeah.
had broken up, and that was quite good. Wyatt and Kane, RVD against Dean Ambrose. So 2013 definitely had some bangers in there too.
Yeah.
That was one of the next two off my list. Now, look, this pick might be polarizing. You know, when you go through all the top lists on the internet, it wasn't generally there, but from my memory and from some of the matches on it, I'm taking 2005. Now, we've got Hogan and HBK.
Yeah.
Obviously, not one of the best matches of all time, but just seeing those two legends in the ring together
Was that the one where he
going
just
at it.
oversold everything?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
We have Batista and JBL, Cena and Jericho, but the two that really grabbed me from this one was Ray and Eddie for the custody of Dominic,
Yes, of course.
an absolute classic, and then Edge and Matt Hardy,
Oh, yeah, with the whole feud, yeah.
just beating the absolute bejeebus out of each other.
Yeah.
So they were the two that really stood out, you know, as well as having Hogan and HBK in the ring together. So 2005 for me.
Do yourselves a favor, folks, and go back and watch the video package for Eddie versus Ray for the custody of Dominic. That I think it goes for like 10 minutes, and it is the best video package ever. It's so good. Yeah, that's a great SummerSlam. All right, well, I think I'm just going to go with two Homer picks on the way home. No, I can't. It was a terrible SummerSlam. They're tough, these next lot. Do I take it?
I feel
No,
like there's a couple here. Like there's a couple from the 90s. There's a couple from the 20 teens.
yeah, and that's the two I'm tossing up between. And this one sticks in my head for one reason, and it was the main event, and it was 2014. It was Suplex City, bitch.
Yeah.
That was just if it just we already he was already a Suplex King or whatever else, but that just he took Cena to Suplex City. Nobody's ever seen Cena get dominated by anybody that way. There wasn't much else on the card. Dolph beat The Miz. Nikki Bella turned on Brie Bella, so that you know Steph could beat Brie.
That's some good Matt Reigns
But
and
yeah, that.
Orton.
Reigns and Orton,
White and
but no, it's just
Jericho,
all Suplex City, bitch.
Rollins and Ambrose, Paige and AJ, and then yeah, kind of an underrated
Well,
RVD and Cesaro.
yeah, Paige beat AJ for their second chance at second title, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
2014,
But...
good pick. That was up there for me. All right. Where to for number five? I might stick with the 20 teens as well. I'm going to go with 2016.
Okay.
They've got Lesnar and Orton, with Lesnar just leaving Orton in a pool of blood.
Hard stop.
Yeah, we had Balor and Rollins for the undisputed, the Universal Championship. AJ Styles and Cena put on an absolute classic.
Banger. Yeah, that was a good one.
Charlotte and Sasha. We had Jericho and Owens against Amore and Big Cass.
And
And then we had
you can't teach that.
that's right. And then I think it might have been the first out of the best of seven of Sheamus and Cesaro. So
Okay.
yeah, 2016 is my last pick.
Nice. I like it. Well, I wear the shirt. I got to take it. Seeing as you said I could have it, I got to go with 92. Brett and Bulldog, main event. Bulldog high off his face. Brett carries him through the match. And it was a cracking match for what happened in that match. It's a Homer pick. I know I love it, but. It's one of my favorite matches of all time. So I'm putting it in there, even only because it was in SummerSlam. We also had Savage versus Warrior on that card. Like, when you think about it, that's two of the biggest names. And you also had the Legion of Doom versus Money Inc. as well. That was a big
Yep.
one. HBK versus Rick Martel.
That's right. Double count out, wasn't
Yeah, it
it? I think,
was.
yeah.
Yeah.
A
What else do I
classic
think?
from Taker against Kamala.
Oh, hey. Hey, let's take it, mate. Would you say that to Mark Calloway's face?
No, probably not.
I
If I didn't say you could have that at number five, where would you have picked 92?
probably number one.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Just because I bought the shirt. Like, come on. I just love 90. It's 92 SummerSlam for me is like one of my earliest memories of wrestling. So it sort of really got me into it. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
it sort of really hits in the heart
Holds a
for people
special
who.
place in your
It
heart.
does. It does. Yeah.
All right. You got any honorable mentions, Benny?
Look, 2008, just because Taker and Edge Hell in a Cell, that rivalry was just so good. I didn't even look what else was on the card. I knew I wasn't going to pick it.
There
So I
wasn't
just,
much else on the card, to be honest.
yeah. So I put it on there just to mention it. And then another one I had was 94 because of Bret versus Owen in the Blue Steel Cage.
Yep.
That should have been the main event, except the main event was Taker versus Taker. And the less talked about that, the better. And fellow Click members, Razor beat Diesel for the IC title.
Razor
So,
and Diesel, yeah, was on that card as well.
yeah. But Bret and Owen in the Blue Steel Cage, one of the best matches as well.
Yeah,
So, yeah.
classic.
What about
I
you?
had a couple from the 90s. I had 96 with HBK and Vader, Mankind and Taker.
Oh, yeah. I watched that like a month ago as well. I've just been watching all these old SummerSlams.
Austin and Yokozuna. So it was pretty good. I had 97 on here, but it was kind of more of a joke, I think. I mean, we had Bret Hart and Undertaker, big match. We had Austin and Owen Hart, but this was more about the stipulations for this one. So it was a kiss my ass match.
Hey.
Austin and Owen Hart. Then we had Bulldog and Shamrock, where if Bulldog lost, he had to eat dog food.
Yeah.
We had Mankind Triple H, and Goldust and Pillman, where if Pillman lost, he had to wear a dress.
The old
Great, great
stipulation
stipulations
slam.
back in the 90s.
Was that Austin Owen Hart one where he broke his neck?
It might have been.
When he gave him the pole drive, Owen Hart gave him the pole drive and broke his neck.
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I also had 2015 Taker and Lesnar.
I had that as well.
Owen Cesaro.
The New Day started their tag team 470 million day run or whatever it was.
Yep. Yeah. And we had where Rollins was defending both titles against
Cena.
Cena. So the US and
Cena
the
had the
world title
US
were on.
and Seth
Yeah.
had the world title, yeah.
No,
And
they were both on the
also
line.
we had Jack Spade made a little appearance,
Yes,
Stephen Amell and
Stephen
Neville
Amell with Neville against
against Stardust.
Stardust. So yeah,
Yeah.
it's a very AEW-ish match. Yeah, Sheamus and Orton on that one too. Then I had 2017 with that fatal four-way, Lesnar, Strowman, Reigns, and Joe. Wasn't too much else on there. Styles and Owens, Ambrose and Rollins against the Bar, Demon Balor against Wyatt. So I guess there was a few decent and another Usos New Day classic. 2021, Reigns and Cena, Lashley and Goldberg, yeah. Edge and Rollins. There's just more big names for that one. And I mean, this year's was pretty good. I don't think it makes the list, but I'll throw out an honorable mention for
I
it.
didn't mind last year's either. I thought last
Yeah.
year's was all right, but obviously not on the list or, but yeah.
All right. We have my picks 2002, headlined by Rock v. Brock. 2000, headlined by Rock, Triple H, and Angle. 98, headlined by Taker and Austin. 2005, Hogan HBK in the main event. And 2016, Lesnar and Orton. Benny's got 2001, Rock and Booker T in the main event, with Angle and Austin as well. 2003, with Triple H winning the Elimination Chamber. 2013, Daniel Bryan and Cena with Randy Orton cashing in. 2014, Lesnar and Cena, and 1992, Bulldog and Brett.
Look, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I think you got me here, Dil. I don't want to concede defeat, but I think you got me
We'll see what the people say. We'll see what the people say.
Oh, the
But
peeps.
the peeps, in any case, that is it for the show this week. We'll be back in a few weeks to preview Payback, and we'll take a look back at what happened at All In. Thank you for joining us, Benny.
Thanks, mate. It's been a pleasure, as always.
And we'll see you again next time on the Three Count Podcast.